Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All things Thanksgiving. Coming up with a head chef and tins of meat and potatoes. Right after emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
As we jump right into the birthdays, guys, my son Theo's having a birthday today. Can he get it? Your penis is too small. Thanks a ton to Rock On. That from Micah. Gentlemen, my son Ace turns 12 today. I just introduced him to your show through the Daily Podcast, and we share a chuckle when I play you guys when we're commuting down to our brewery. Thanks, guys, for the father-son bonding experience. Can he get a second-up cupcake and a pep talk from Coach Ted about how the best days are ahead for him? Stay safe and cheers, y'all. That from Jeremy.
So suck it up, cupcake!
What's this guy's name?
Ace.
Ace. First of all, Ace of a buddy. He's a great friend. He went by the nickname of Ace. That's a good name. Second of all, in 2020, Ace, the best days are ahead of a lot of us. It's been a long year, Ace. Enjoy that birthday. And Coach promised you next year will be a better year. Now let's get out there.
I think that's a pretty good promise.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, longtime listener, today is my daughter Alyssa's 22nd birthday. Can the Dirty Germans please wish her one? Thanks, love. With love from her mom, Jennifer, and the dad, Mark.
Yeah, I felt better before you said the dad, Mark, but he should know, too. Tonight you will be blowing out a latex candle.
Yeah, I like the idea. It's like, oh, could this Dirty German say hello to my 22nd... Yeah, sure. She's 22 now. Make sure these Germans know.
Yeah.
Bitches love the show, long-time listener. Having a big old bong rip, a suck-it-up cupcake, and a you like that for my birthday. Thanks, guys. That from Frank and Monroe. Pay close attention to this one. All of which on list today is my awesome friend Jameis, pronounced famous Jameis's birthday. Can I get some Dirty Germans talking about switch hitting? Have a great day and keep on making our days a bit brighter. Thanks, guys. That from Kiten. By the way, he says, also, it's my mom Amanda's 69th birthday as well.
Yeah, first of all, me and your mom will be celebrating her birthday in that exact position of her age. And as far as switch hitting, yeah, the more the merrier.
Yes, you know, so I might treat you like some Mookie Betts. Very good switch hitter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it also depends on if this lady is right-handed or if the male is left-handed. Yeah, that's just baseball. Even in Germany, we love that sport.
Guys, happy birthday to my sister, Sammy, who shares a birthday with our aunt. She is 23 today. Can she get a big old bong rip and the Dirty Germans talking about male figure skaters? Thanks, guys. That from Kate.
Yeah, I like these male figure skaters. Everything they wear is so sassy. And you can see so much bulge in the front.
Yeah, I used to make fun of these figure skaters for wearing all the pastels and the tight little clothing. This is, I saw one with his shirt off and realized he could beat my ass.
German figure skaters are huge.
Yeah, it's very good shape.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me to sleep with my wife, and I said, sure. What am I supposed to do now? You've taken your shirt off.
Guys, I want to wish a happy 22nd trip around the sun to my amazing baby boy, Tristan. I'm so proud of you. I'm glad you made it another year being amazing. I'm sorry we do not get to celebrate the way we deserve, but we will hopefully have fun in Vegas in a few weeks. How about the dirty Germans? Because I love trying to embarrass them. That from the mom.
Yeah, if you really want to embarrass him, let's show him what we like to do together with the video camera.
Yeah, the only embarrassing thing will be the size is a mess that's left after this birthday.
Yeah, I love that you shaved Just Do It with the Nike swoosh in that place.
Yeah, rub it in.
Oh, Michelle, my daughter Hillary and I love listening to your show. Constantly make references to the many memorable things we've heard while listening to the show. Today is my amazing daughter's 39th birthday, my best friend and partner in crime and all the shenanigans. Wishing her a happy birthday, men's room style. How about the dirty Germans talking about hot ginger bartenders? Thanks so much. Keep up the awesome show. That from Pamela Peach.
Yeah, I want to know more about this Pamela Peach. The sausage just went to my head, yeah. Yeah, hot ginger bartenders. I am quite the fan of the hot ginger bartenders. You do a cartwheel, it looks like someone flipped a match.
Yeah, I'm just amazed. It's a Mario Brothers made all that time saving a princess just so she could pop out a redhead.
Jesus.
Patel, I want to wish my boyfriend Zach the happiest of birthdays. I'm so proud of all that you've done in the last year. Can't wait to see all that you will accomplish next. I love you more than ever. That from Smash. How about the dirty Germans talking about being the sexiest drummer alive?
Oh, yeah, of course you're sexy. You're someone gifted in beating the skins.
Yeah, it's the sexiest drummer alive. I mean, let's be honest. After Tommy Lee, it's not much of a list. It's hard to be sexy when you're in the back, just keeping the time.
Oh, Michelle, can you please give my husband, Tom Pearson, a big happy 5-0 birthday shout-out? He works hard every day. Such an amazing guy. How about an original fish sandwich mashup? Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Nicole.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I'll have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? With the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish
sandwich.
At noon.
At noon. And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Oh, Michelle, it's my wife's birthday is today. Her name is Hillary, her baby cake. She's 46, but looks like she's 20. She is smoking hot. I was hoping the dirty Germans could give her a comment about how she likes to do things on the back end of things. Huge fans of the show. She would absolutely love it. Thanks, guys. That from Mr. Pants.
Yeah, I think I understand what you're trying to say. That is why tonight my penis will be nicknamed the Roto-Rooter.
Yeah, so what's the dirty Germans? It sounds like Mrs. Pants is the filthy one.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Couldn't even read that one.
Oh, you couldn't.
Yeah.
Try. Yeah, it seems like this reminds me of this the Western Joe Americans love. This big swinging door. You enter. You exit. It doesn't seem to matter to you Americans.
Guys, I want to wish my husband Gary a very happy...
Yes, through. Put on your spurs.
Gary is 39 years old for his birthday. Please give him the dirty Germans telling him what to do with his fiesta platter tonight. That from Kelsey.
Oh, yeah, the fiesta platter. Is that what you're calling Kelsey now? Or is it actually a food, what I would do on your birthday? You put your penis in the dip and see if anyone notices the shape.
Yes, I know it's going to be this kind of party. I would have put mine in this fiesta platter. It's also, these two are perverts. Calling that area for a woman a fiesta platter?
Yeah.
I think I got a little pico stuck in my teeth.
I will have the fiesta platter.
Yeah, right. God damn, you're wild.
Guys, want to wish my dear
Honey,
father...
Come home and get this fiesta platter.
Wish my dear father, Tom, a happy 51st birthday today. How about a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans talking about microbrews? Thanks, guys. That from Scott.
Yeah, try not to read into this too much. My only issue with microbrews is that I don't like small things.
Yeah, better to drink a micro brew than to have a micro one. You see the ads all the time.
Yeah.
On the porno flicks.
Yeah. I'm still thinking of the Fiesta platter.
Yeah, well, tiny or not, it'll fit in fine as that platter.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, fine fly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you. Thank you, folks.
So hungry.
Yeah. Just, I mean, just be careful with the amount of sour cream going on. Yeah. Fiesta platter.
Yeah, more like the Fiesta splatter.
Yeah. When I get through it. All right, so let's talk some turkey. Now, Thanksgiving. Miles, you brought it up earlier, one of your favorite holidays. I agree. Christmas is great, but Christmas comes with the pressure of buying gifts.
Right.
Receiving gifts. Lying to people.
Sure. Yeah, you know.
Christmas tradition in my household.
Not that I don't love NBA basketball, but since the Sonics have left, it's not my favorite sport that I watch all the time and follow. I do watch the playoffs.
Correct.
But I think the difference as far as what you can watch on TV on Thanksgiving, man, that's the game changer.
But also, for some reason, like on Christmas, if you try to watch some sports, then somebody from the other room would be like, get in here, the kids are opening the gifts.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Like, they don't care if I'm here, man.
Right. Like, just, I don't know. Here, just, I'll come over and clean it up in a minute. But with Thanksgiving, it's just expected that you're going to watch football.
Absolutely. Yes.
You got some NFL. Traditionally, there's two games. Now there's three.
Including Ravens Steelers. That's why my night's going to end poorly, I think.
Oh.
Like, I'm going to be in a good mood all day, and then I just get the feeling. I don't want that. I get the feeling I'm going to be pissed by the end of the night.
I'm going to get farts.
So what I have for you is a list today of the top 10 best Thanksgiving food. Before we get to number 10, Steve the Thrill, what is your favorite Thanksgiving food? This includes dessert and everything.
Oh, pecan pie.
Okay. Not on the list, but I'm with you.
Okay.
Well, to me, pecan pie is more of a Christmas thing. I'm
really going to split holiday hairs with me?
I am. Pumpkin. I eat pumpkin on Thanksgiving.
I mean, I do that. Look, I eat all the pie. But the pecan pie is the one I want most.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. I love the pie.
Miles, what's your favorite thing about Thanksgiving, food-wise?
This is going to sound sad, but it's a two-way tie between mashed potatoes and rolls.
All right, all right.
I like the carbs on Thanksgiving. I mean, that's basically all there is. But.
And honestly, outside of a steakhouse, how often do you just sit around the house eating mashed potatoes?
Never.
That's Thanksgiving.
It's once, twice a year.
Yeah, so. Tops. All right, hit number 10.
Number 10.
Gravy.
Yeah, you need gravy for everything. Almost everything.
But is that... If it wasn't there, you'd say,
where's the gravy?
Sure.
You're 100% right. I just don't know that at any point I've been like, best part is the gravy.
Right.
Well, if something isn't good, it helps it. If it's a dry turkey, it
helps.
But
it's like ketchup, right? Like, you got a burger, and you really want ketchup on your burger. But that's about it. But no one says, you know what made that burger great? Ketchup.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9.
Green beans.
I assume
this has to be the famous green bean casserole, which is, for a lot of people, is a staple. It's got to be there.
Yep.
Those people are disgusting savages.
Watching the grocery store last night, the first thing on the end cap, you know, on the aisle, which is the main thing that you should buy first, those French onion things.
Oh, yeah, the little toppers. Onion straws.
Yeah, for the green bean casserole.
Oh, this is their time, man.
Yeah, this is when they thrive.
Like, yeah, right. This is when they sell those things.
Number 8.
Coming in at number 8, Miles' favorite, rolls.
Yes, okay. Rolls.
I will say, rolls are very good. Again, it's one of those things. You just don't often cook dinner rolls at home.
No.
Not this year, obviously, but the last few years, I've been going to a house, and one of the women shows up and makes homemade rolls. Which, listen, it doesn't sound that exciting, but I am telling you, it is the best damn roll you ever had in your life. And it's like this big.
When you go to Azell's, you're like, this chicken is fantastic. These rolls.
The rolls are
the rolls make it.
Number 7.
All right, they put ham on here.
Yeah.
But again, it's kind of like the pecan pie. Ham to me, like, wait till Christmas, ham.
That's right.
Number 6.
Cranberry sauce.
I just like the canned stuff, man.
Yeah.
When people make real stuff, I'm like, I hate this because it tastes natural. Like, the cranberry sauce I grew up on came out of a can and made this sound. Right? And it still had the little lines on it.
Yeah, it's ribbed for your pleasure.
Cranberry sauce gets in like, you know, like you get into a school if your dad went there. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, yeah.
Cranberry sauce I like on a sandwich next day. But, like, I never, like, eat the meal and go, oh, I need more cranberry sauce.
I put one, wherever the little space is left on my plate, that's where I put a little dab of cranberry sauce.
Yeah, my favorite.
Number five.
Sweet potatoes.
Preach.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you're making sweet potatoes the way the Smith family does, brown sugar marshmallows. Big marshmallows, small marshmallows.
Small.
Small.
All right. All right. I respect that.
Number four.
There was a right answer. You guys.
You can't roast those on a stick for a reason.
Pumpkin pie.
Yep. Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, man. Americana.
Don't forget the cooler.
Good call. Three. Number three.
Stuffing.
Sure.
Yep, that's
sure.
My personal favorite.
Well, that's what you knock out of the park. That's your recipe.
It is. My favorite is the one I make. But honestly, it is great. It's my mom's recipe. It's phenomenal.
Yep.
Number two.
Mashed potatoes.
Yes, I knew it. I knew it. Because you know what number one's going to be. But mashed potatoes and the gravy.
Say what? Number one's a damn law.
Number one.
Turkey.
BS. BS.
I'm with you. It's rare that you go to somebody's house. My buddy James makes a delicious turkey. Right. He's got to brine it for like a day or two.
But people compliment everything. Man, it's the best stuffing I've ever had. These mashed, what you're seeing, or the turkey, if it's good, they go, well, turkey's good.
Yeah, if someone says the turkey's good, just know you nailed it.
Right, because I mean, that's as good. It's not never exactly. Great.
That is true, man. But either way, enjoy the holiday, eat up. Have that extra piece of pie.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. Hey, we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now, but first a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, scientists say that dinosaurs would still be roaming the planet if they hadn't been wiped out by that meteor.
Yeah, wasn't that, yeah.
Right.
Right.
They said that they would still be going strong today if they hadn't have been wiped out by a large space rock that knocked them out.
Sure. But we also still know that there are dinosaurs technically on this planet, animals that were alive during that period of time.
Sure.
So you could call them a dinosaur, but not as what we envisioned to be a dinosaur.
I'm sure that's what they used as proof.
But when you see a 17-foot saltwater crocodile,
that's a freaking dinosaur.
Right. Isn't there a shark that's been around since prehistoric times?
Even though, just by looking at it physically, a rhinoceros.
But that's a mammal.
A rhinosaurus.
Yeah, but it still looks like a dinosaur.
Well, it looks like a dinosaur,
it's close,
but it's not even close. Because he got a horn on his head.
No.
You get a horn on your face,
vulture,
and now you're
a dinosaur. You know
what I'm saying? Well, that's closer to a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And ugly as hell.
Octopus, dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Actually, those are aliens, bro.
Those are aliens.
They are. Alien dinosaurs.
Giraffes.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs.
Think of all the weird things out there.
Because they're tall, so a giraffe's a dinosaur.
Platypus.
Mm-hmm. That's a dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
I like that new one. Giraffe.
Giraffe. Giraffe, yeah, man.
Hippos.
Chickens.
Chickens.
Chickens are dinosaurs.
They really are.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Chickens are descendant of dinosaurs?
A T-Rex, yeah. T-Rex was a chicken.
That is no joke.
Giant chicken.
They are very closely related to the T-Rex. Yes.
Well, I'm going to enjoy cooking that bastard more now.
The T-Rex is ready. Beer can T-Rex.
Went from the top of the food chain to the top of my dinner menu.
I rubbed down this T-Rex 2 days ago.
T-Rex wings for everyone.
Boy, there's a marketing. Family in Scotland is fighting to keep a picture of their 13-year-old daughter on her tombstone because she's giving them the middle finger. So they lost their daughter earlier this year. It's absolutely tragic. And they're putting a picture on her tombstone of her just giving everybody the finger.
Apparently that was her thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so the family's even like, listen, we know how it looks.
Right.
Well, we lost our daughter, which is tragic. I can't even imagine such a thing. But you just need to know this was kind of her thing.
Right.
You know, so.
But do you put funny pictures on a gravesite?
I think it lightens the mood.
I think it depends on the person, too.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
I mean, they should kind of know in advance.
Right.
You know, set people up. Like,
hey, if you buy this plot next to this one, just so you know.
I want my tombstone to look like the Jaws poster.
Well, also, like,
he was not killed by a shark.
I think it also has to do with who's putting the picture on there.
And a picture of what?
Right.
On a D-pick.
Like, I know plenty of people that, like,
for this.
Like, no. You don't get to put a picture on my tombstone. Don't be looking at me. You're one of them. You're the first person I thought of. Might as well stick some awful picture up there.
Is he eating a hot dog?
How did you find the clip? Did you screen save it?
Oh, no.
Hey, he told me he wanted this.
Inventor of pocket dog.
Here lies Ted. There's a new hotline launching soon that helps talk people through psychedelic trips.
Yes. I would love to be on the opposite end of that phone call.
Look in the mirror, man.
Hey. How old are you, Austin?
21, man.
Did all your friends leave?
Yeah. I just don't know where they are.
That's a big problem. Don't go looking for them right away, kid. They're probably out back. They might be in the living room and you just can't see them. Where are you?
I'm in the living room.
They're probably there.
I can hear them.
Yeah. Put your buddy on the phone real quick.
Hey, man.
Is this Hunter?
I knew it.
Tell Austin to chill out. Tell him to sit down and realize he is a human being. All right, put Colton on the phone. Colton, tell Austin and Hunter to chill the hell out.
We do need to set up phone recorders on that. I just want to hear those phone calls.
Hey, man.
Are the walls bleeding?
Is Dalton okay?
All right.
I'll call back in 5 minutes.
Does his head just turn into a lion?
How did he know all of our names?
You saw that.
Paranormal investigators claim they've recorded ghosts at a restaurant in Oklahoma and have released the video.
Ooh!
Hello!
Spooky.
Yeah! Don't eat it, it's what killed me.
We serve blueberries!
We are overranked in college football every summer.
This place gave me salmonella.
Booze on the house.
Oh, I see their food.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, see, ghost humor.
Oh, yeah, it's a spirits joke.
A man in Tampa.
Try the ghost pepper.
Don't try the challenge.
Stepchildren.
I won the ghost pepper challenge.
I did it.
Ouch.
Do you automatically become Transylvanian when you're a ghost?
Yes. It is a well-known fact that you're only interacting with the real ghost. Like when they filmed The Exorcist, originally her voice was like, I am the devil.
Gotta work on the accent.
You been in that category yet on Pornhub?
What, Transylvanian ghost?
Don't mind the stepchildren. Yes. I brought you a pizza. Open the box.
Look. I'm driving a bus.
What is happening? A man in Tampa is due in federal court after poking a manatee.
I saw that.
What?
I saw that.
What did he poke him with?
A stick. Like a big old pole.
You go to jail for poking a manatee?
You can't touch him.
You can't touch him.
They're protected.
Yeah. Can't touch him.
Can't even look at him in the eyes. If you do, they fire you. They got a whole rider in Florida for
that. What if I'm in the water and one swims up next to me?
What if a bald eagle smashes in your car, homie?
You swim
away.
Play
it safe. You can't touch a manatee. Like, they're serious about this. So this guy knowingly, I don't know why he poked
it. All manatees have COVID.
Right. They was harassing
him. No hugs, no touching.
I believe that's their legal
term. The manatee was harassing him.
That's right. So he's poking a manatee.
Get away from me.
You bastard. Get away. A man with the nickname Psycho is a suspect in three Colorado slayings.
Psycho?
Yeah.
No way, man.
Well, Psycho did it.
He was my celly for 2 years. He seemed like a good dude.
How was he going to get a character witness? Yeah, man, Psycho, he's cool.
You do remember other people give you the nickname.
Right.
So, right.
Obviously. It's all like it.
At least they should. I don't know who would grab that nickname.
Well, maybe he just got it.
Yeah. A jobs website called Zipia just dug through Google searches from last Thanksgiving to find the most embarrassing thing that multiple people in each state were searching for. And we do have the top 10. I've actually got all of them just in case you guys want to search by a state. But here's the top 10 here. These are the top 10 most embarrassing Thanksgiving Google searches. Indiana at number 10, quote, how to unclog a toilet without a plunger.
It's going to be tough.
It's a bad time.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's going to be tough.
I just dropped a load into your toilet.
I actually had a Christmas one year that was just like out of Christmas Vacation. The doggone septic overflowed and flooded our basement full of all kinds of nasty.
Jingle smells.
It's terrible. Having to call the septic drain at Christmas Day.
Ho, ho, ho.
Number 9, Wisconsin says, quote, what does it mean if your poop is green?
I've contemplated that before.
I believe it's like low iron or something like that. Could be that you're getting sick.
Smash!
Again, these are the most embarrassing Thanksgiving Google searches in each state. Number 8 with New Jersey, and they're searching for, can dogs eat cranberry sauce? I've heard no. I've heard don't go for that.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have a dog.
I don't know, but I don't give my dog food.
Right.
I mean, ever. Not even dog food. Just nothing.
Err on the side of caution. Don't give your dog food.
You can't give him a little piece of turkey.
No. I don't do it.
Because it might have seasonings on it.
Now, listen. I know for a fact that I do not. And I'm like, the only reason why is because I feel like once you do it, this is the expectation. And right now, you can expect for me to not do it. Problem is, I'm not so sure about my son, man. I mean, he's slick about it, but I'm pretty... Like, he'll never do it in a way where I've seen it happen, but you hear the dog smacking her lips under the table. I'm like, well, it sounds like she just ate something.
She knows where her bread is.
What does he not want to eat?
I know.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Trying to think when we had a dog. I guess it was mostly dog bones. We didn't really feed him from the table.
Right.
But I thought your dog liked a steak rare.
Well, yeah, she...
Her steak.
It was being marinated. We were very excited about that meal, Ted. We came... It's the only thing we talked about on the ride home. We walked in the house. You could smell the marinade. And there on the floor in the dog's mouth was a marinating snake.
Yeah.
Steak, yes, steak. We're not doing the booty thing.
Once again, these are the most embarrassing Thanksgiving Google search in every state. I like number 7 with North Dakota. Taco Bell near me.
Oh, damn.
This was a search on Thanksgiving. So somebody's trying to bail out of this bad Thanksgiving party and grab some Taco Bell.
You said North Dakota?
I would guess anything with near me in it in that area is probably pretty hard to find.
Yeah, that's true. That's
I have definitely, as a teenager, been to a Taco Bell after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, after the meal, that's cool.
Yeah, right. It was at like a different family's house. Look, the stuffing
food was okay.
The stuffing sucked. All right, there it is. It was dry as hell.
The main event was no good.
Yeah, so went to Taco Bell.
Got to recover the day. Number 6, Mississippi, mayo recipes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's the right state. Hey, I got mayonnaise.
I don't
what can I throw in there. You know,
right, like recipes up. Call for mayo. I've never been like, I've got so much mayo.
right. Here's the thing. I don't know if it's what can mayo go into or how do I make mayo.
Other than deviled eggs, I can't think of anything that some people.
That's why
I've been
googling it. Son of a bitch.
That you would use mayonnaise.
We didn't know either.
Maybe like a vegetable dip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
coleslaw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These are the most embarrassing Thanksgiving Google search in every state. Number 5 with Tennessee, can you cook turkey in the microwave?
No! I mean, you can... No!
That's a long cook in the microwave.
I mean, you can. You can do anything, but you're not going to eat it when you're done.
Pre-cook it in the oven first. Number 4 with Michigan, how to treat food poisoning.
Wait, what state was that?
That was Michigan.
Michigan.
I'm not going to Michigan for Thanksgiving ever.
Well,
Michigan got their undercooked turkey from the microwave guy over in Tennessee.
Right. Oh, man.
I'll bring the turkey up.
These are the most embarrassing Thanksgiving Google searches in every state. Number 3, Pennsylvania, how to win an argument.
Oh, jeez.
Don't even start one. That's how. Number two in California, racist grandma.
Oh, racist grandma.
Racist grandma.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
It does throw in there in Louisiana. Louisiana's was a racist family. So fantastic. And this is...
Yes. Racist grandma.
She's back! As voted by Zippia, this is the number one most embarrassing Thanksgiving Google search. And it comes out of Alaska, where the top embarrassing search was divorce lawyer.
Ooh! Oh, wow! Well, happy holidays.
On Thanksgiving!
What was Washington State?
Washington State, we had smoking oven.
Okay, I can live with that.
One of my favorites was New York. It just says leather.
Leather?
What is going on in New York? Happy Thanksgiving, I leather time. Coat.
Oh, let's see. New Mexico has fast food open.
Okay.
Right next door in Arizona is Little Caesars open today. Nevada, Thanksgiving alone.
Oh, damn.
Nevada. Thanksgiving alone.
I mean, that's not as funny this year as a lot of people are going to have
to. Sure. It's just like, sad that a state has that.
I did it 1 year, man. It sucked.
Yeah, it does.
Drafty row house.
Colorado Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yeah. Butterball. That's a good thing there. The hotline.
They're admitting they don't know how to cook
don't
it.
They
so
have
calling
the thing
the
that pops out to tell you when it's done.
Yep.
So
do they all have it?
I thought Butterball. That was their gimmick. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't that hard because once the thing popped out, you knew the turkey was ready.
Yeah, I think I don't know. People just screw up. I've known a few people that have called that hotline. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a Butterball. I don't think. You don't have to tell them. But.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that a Butterball?
I think most of the calls were like, "How do I defrost this?" And like, "Too late. It's Thursday."
Mm-hmm. Plan on eating Saturday.
Miles, are you ready for West Virginia? Any guesses on what West Virginia would be?
Nope.
There's a common theme of all these of places being open and wondering where these other restaurants are near them.
Can I buy a biscuit?
Golden Corral Thanksgiving hours.
Oh.
All right. That sounds about right.
That's sensible.
It is. I like it. Let's see here. A mayor in Belgium has had to issue an apology on their Christmas lights.
Why is that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, and we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.